This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the past few years in agriculture have been nothing short than tumultuous, with Iowa standing at the forefront of weather extremes, from historic floods to unprecedented droughts to derechos. Farmers have faced shifting conditions that have tested their resilience and adaptability. These unpredictable patterns have reshaped planting seasons, crop yields, and long-held strategies, forcing the industry to navigate an always-changing situation. Well, the folks at LG Seeds are here to help you navigate some of that tricky situation, and we'll talk with them next.
As the world's markets change, so does the future of Iowa's soybean crop. The Iowa Soybean Association invites you to the Farm Forward event on Monday, February 3rd in Des Moines. Hear from experts about the evolving landscape of the soybean industry and how global and domestic shifts will impact your farm in the years ahead. Stay informed, make smart decisions, and position your operation for success. Register today at iasoybeans.com.
When we look at the stressful situations we've been seeing and a lot of the variability that we've found throughout Iowa, you can definitely see it better than any place else in the southern third of the state. Bryant Lures is an agronomist for LG Seeds in that region, and he talks about the year that was in 2024.
It's been a crazy couple of years. I mean, you just look at the amount of variability. You know, I talked about the geography I cover, and it's absolutely insane the amount of variability you see from just one side of the state to the other. But even in small areas, I mean, you know, you talked about the moisture thing, right? It was crazy this year, and it's absolutely crazy what we can actually produce with you know, a little bit of lack of moisture with the genetics we have now, you know, in LG Seeds and in the whole industry, really. But just kind of going into that, you look at the genetic diversity piece a little bit, and that was huge this year. I mean, with the diversity we have in weather, having some genetic diversity out there to kind of mitigate that risk while also shooting for those high yields, I think is huge.
Lures covers that whole southern third of Iowa, and he said there was wide variability just from the southwest corner to the southeast corner as well.
If I just look back at this last year, right, southeast Iowa, we got a ton of early rains in kind of that April, May time frame. Southwest Iowa did a little bit, but not to the same extent. Most of those acres got planted in better conditions. I look back at southeast Iowa, you know, you had a lot of stuff getting mudded in that late April, May time frame. And we saw that. We saw the huge variabilities from just poor root development, maybe poor stand establishment, and you really saw that when the combines hit it.
When Lures looks back on 24, he says that tar spot was probably one of the bigger issues they dealt with in southern Iowa.
I'd say tar spot was one of the big things that popped up, specifically in southeast Iowa. You know, if I look at kind of that Interstate 80 down to like Highway 34 range there in southeast Iowa, huge tar spot pocket this year. And we saw a massive difference in hybrids, just like we have the previous, you know, 3 to 5 years on tar spot since we've been dealing with it.
As we see such a diverse round of weather issues and also ever-changing pressures to our crops, obviously the strategy that we've always been using probably needs to be rethought. And that starts when you pick out your seeds.
Really narrowing this down to the individual acre, the individual farm, right? The days of selecting 1 to 2 products and planting that on your entire operation, those are done, or they at least should be done, because we really need to take a little deeper dive and select hybrids on every single acre. Look at those in depth, what drainage is like, you know, what you've had for disease pressure there in the past, because a lot of these diseases, they overwinter in our soil, they're not going anywhere.
To learn more about LG Seeds, their hybrids, and what they can do to help you get your most out of the 25 growing season, visit with your local LG Seeds retailer. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.